time now for Tunch's Keys to the Game, presented by your neighborhood Ford store.
Thanks, Missy. Key number one is stop T.Y. Hilton. He's the only guy on that offense that can kill you. He's got great speed. He's dynamic, explosive, great hands, runs great routes, and he can blow the top off of coverages. In other words, he can get beyond the safeties. And what makes him more dangerous right now is the guy that's throwing to him, Jacoby Brissett, young quarterback, yeah, stares in the coverage too much, absolutely. But when he makes time for himself and he launches that ball, if you lose coverage, if you don't plaster coverage, he's got the arm. I saw him throw a touchdown pass to T.Y. Hilton last week versus Houston that traveled over 65 yards in the air. So he's got that big-time arm, so you got to make sure you plaster the coverage, especially deep. Key number two, stop tight end number 84, Jack Doyle. He's 6'6", 265. He's a poor man's Gronk. He's got great hands. He's fast. He's physical. He's a bona fide tough guy. He can block. And they play a little bit of Where's Waldo with him. They'll split him out at split end. They'll put him at flanker, H-back, fullback. And that's what makes him so dangerous. He can block linebackers, but he can fake you out by sneaking through between the linebackers and get open downfield. He does a great job of running seam routes, and that's where Jacoby Brissett wants to get the ball to him. He is Jacoby's security blanket. He's his go-to guy. He's got 50 catches, and he's been targeted over 65 times. So you know that when Brissett gets in trouble, he's looking for number 84. You've got to get a body on him, and you've got to be physical with him. Key number three is you've got to take advantage of a young quarterback. I was saying before, Jacoby Brissett's got a huge arm. He throws lasers, and when they keep it simple for him, when they run double flat routes with the two tight ends, when they run double slants, they do a lot of things that are pretty easy. So what's really good about playing against a young quarterback like that is if you're a veteran secondary or veteran linebackers, you can jump routes. So one of the things that he does is he'll stare down receivers. He's only got four picks, and I think he's thrown seven touchdown passes, but he's been sacked 32 times. The reason he's been sacked 32 times, the reason he gets sacked a lot is a lot of times he's staring down the field waiting for a guy to come open late. So sometimes there's a little of paralysis by analysis. When he's quick, he's really good. When he scrambles and he throws the ball downfield, he's really good. But when he's going through his progressions, number one, number two, number three, that's where he gets in trouble, and that's usually when he gets sacked. So you've got to collapse the pocket, get in his face, and make him uncomfortable. I'm Tunch Ilkin, and these are my three keys to the game. Back to you, Missy.
All right, our thanks to Tunch and Labs. I already stole your research of Martavis Bryant's stats against the Colts from Tuesday.
Anything I can do to make
your
life easier.
All right, here's my quasi-fun fact. It's really not that good. But Ben, in his last three games against Indy, has completed 78 of 108 for 1,107 yards, 13 touchdowns, zero interceptions.
So are you predicting he'll match that Sunday?
Would you complain?
Absolutely not.
I just want to pile on to what Tunch said there at the end.
Okay.
Our colleague, Tunch Ilkin, former offensive lineman. Oh, why has the guy been sacked 32 times? Because he holds the ball too long. You know why else? Because their offensive line's not very good. They don't get in front of people, and the rush tends to engulf him. 36 sacks they've given up, the Colts.
And I think they've had, five different offensive line chain combinations or something?
It's not good.
Yeah.
They are having problems getting that sorted out.
And it's just, you know, we have talked about the Steelers' distractions. I mean, the Andrew Luck situation there, all the different things that were coming out about that injury, when his shoulder was going to heal. Vontae Davis goes from a limited participant in practice to being cut. To publicly complaining about how the team was handling his groin injury.
The team said he didn't have the week before,
right,
when they left him home for the Houston game.
Yeah. As you said, there's a lot of things going on in Indianapolis. I don't think very many of them are any good.
One thing, do you follow Captain Andrew Luck on Twitter?
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
At Captain Andrew Luck. Entertain yourselves,
yes.
Kids.
Yes.
All right, that's going to do
it. The Steelmen are coming to our camp. They're bringing their impressive bell in tow.
All right. We good?
Small things amuse small minds.
Yes, 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 yes. Okay, that is officially going to do it for this edition of Steelers Live. Thanks so much for joining us. For Bob and Mike, I'm Missy. We will see you Monday at 4 p.m.